Can you talk about what we know about JAK inhibitors other than ruxolitinib? Not only this, and what happened with momelotinib? It seemed like it was very encouraging, but I'm kind of curious where it is right now. I know there's fedratinib. Can you just kind of go through the various agents that are being looked at and how they're different?
So there's been a litany of JAK inhibitors that have tried to follow in the footsteps of ruxolitinib. And of course, as of today, there are no other JAK inhibitors approved for the treatment of myelofibrosis. So a drug like momelotinib is different, but kind of similar. So the JAK1, JAK2 inhibition, wild-type inhibition, is about the same. The interesting thing that we see with momelotinib and why patients were getting improvements in their anemia, and this is no small amount, this is roughly 50 to 60% of patients are having bumps in their anemia, bumps in their red cell count. Actually, we had an abstract at the American Society of Hematology meeting showing that it has a lot to do with hepcidin. So hepcidin is a master iron regulator in the body and is often elevated in instances of chronic inflammation. So we think about the good old-fashioned anemia chronic disease, often is due to the fact that hepcidin is very high and iron gets sequestered in the reticular endothelial system, as well as there's some other markers of erythropoiesis that get turned down. And what we saw is that momelotinib on dosing will temporarily lower hepcidin levels in patients. So the hepcidin goes down, markers of erythropoiesis go up, and then in between doses, the hepcidin goes back up, and the markers of erythropoiesis go down. And then so every dose, you're kind of getting this little bit of suppression of hepcidin, and we're seeing improvement in anemia. I think this is really important because now we're starting to understand the mechanisms of why people are having anemia in this disease. It's not just the fact that they have fibrosis in their marrow and it's just a messed up looking thing. There's probably actually other physiologic processes going on with the chronic inflammation that these patients have leading to the anemia. So it certainly has implications in myelofibrosis, but maybe in other diseases too. Anemia, chronic disease, is a big issue, and perhaps targeting hepcidin, and there's already medications starting to look at this, targeting hepcidin might be a way to treat their anemia as well. So that's kind of momelotinib.